This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, Allison Porter was crowned the winner of Season 10 of The Voice. Although he didn't make it to the final, University of Arkansas student Trey Odell did make it to the top 48. Earlier this week, Trey stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk about his experience on the reality singing competition show. During our conversation, I asked why Trey decided to audition when the odds are heavily stacked against singers making it onto the show.
It's a great platform, you know, and everyone, I mean, everyone's thinking the same thing you're saying, you know, like, oh, what are the odds? What are the chances? But, I mean, it's worth every chance in the world if you could get that one moment of exposure and get, you know, that boost and that recognition you'd need to kickstart a career, you know, continue a career, because there's people that come on the show that have had careers in the past and are starting careers. So, I mean, yes, it's a small chance. I believe 40,000 people tried out for season 10. 48 people make it on the show. So, I mean, do the math. It's less than 1% chance. It's crazy. But, I mean, why do it? It's the biggest reality show right now. And it's all music-centric, and they do a great job with it. So it's a dream show, getting to work with those coaches and everything.
So what was the overall experience like for you?
The experience was awesome. It was incredible getting to work with Blake Shelton and Gwen in the battle rounds. That was so, so cool. Because I remember listening to Gwen's first solo album when it came out in like fourth grade. It was all over the radio. And I would have never thought I would be sitting with Gwen and this, hearing her talk back to me about what I'm... It's crazy. I mean, like, you're sitting, like, imagine, like, you're sitting in the room with Gwen Stefani, and she's like, well, you could do that. I mean, you're just like, okay, sure, but. And then I got to work with Christina and Miley Cyrus, like, Miley Cyrus, what? It was so cool. And to perform on that stage and hear their feedback, that was amazing. Just getting to hang out with all the contestants and become such good friends and, you know, find that support system, because that was what season 10 was. We were family, and we had a good time aside from performing and competing, because it's competition, whether you like it or not. It's competition, but it's all good competition, because we all lift each other up and support each other.
So has your life changed any since doing the show?
A little bit. I like to think it hasn't in some ways, but it has. A lot of things I ignore, like people noticing me, I just assume they don't, but people definitely do. I mean, I'm still going to the gym in broad daylight, and people are like double taking, and I'm just like, maybe they're just, I don't know. But I mean, I'm out in public, and people notice who I am. That's one of the main differences. I don't feel different on the inside. I'm just enjoying it and continuing the hard work, because honestly, you know, my career has just started. The Voice is just the beginning. But, my life's changed in the fact that it's given me a platform to jump from, to move forward and move up and not stay on the same level. Because that's honestly what it takes. You know, you got to get that one moment of recognition. And, I mean, I haven't had my hit radio single yet, but, I mean, The Voice is a great start to having those connections and those the pieces in place to have that in the future. But you got to work hard first.
So some things have changed, but some have stayed the same. You're mm-hmm. still a student at the University of Arkansas, and actually you're going to class when you're done here.
Yes, I start back today. That's just so crazy. I'm kind of excited, because I might just see some people I haven't seen in forever. I mean, there's obviously some people I missed. I love being on campus. It's just a feel. I've loved being on campus ever since, like, I've went to school here, and because it's so awesome at the U of A. Like, we're blessed to have the U of A. People do not even know what they're missing out on here. It's a magical place. I love to go. This past semester, I've had the semester off, and I just love to go on jogs through campus and pretend I'm still in class and just see people, see the hustle and bustle.
Well, we talk about, you know, this being the start of your career, but before you ever went on the show, you had recorded an EP here in Northwest Arkansas. How did you decide to, you know, take that step to make that album?
When I moved to school here, it was my first semester. I was an engineering major, so that was where my time went. It was good. I mean, I finished with good grades, but I was just like, you know, I don't know if that's where my time needs to be because my heart's not there. So I switched to business, something that I felt like was more manageable for me. And I've chosen a degree program that's actually a really hot degree program. It's supply chain management. But that second semester is when I started playing shows and just getting it. I mean, I was just like, hey, you know, why not? Me and my dad and his friend from work had cut this little demo album in my basement at my house the first semester of school. And I started handing that out at places around town and wherever I could and emailing people. I actually got in touch with some local artists and they helped me get shows that second semester. Cause I'd been out and about, you know, playing. Like my first gig was like on Valentine's Day at George's Majestic with Boom Kinetic, which was cool. I mean, I thought that was so magical for me because I know who plays at George's. Like, so everyone's made their way through George's. But, yeah, that started that second semester freshman year playing shows. It moved into the summer when I stayed up here so I could keep doing that and just building funds, you know, getting better equipment. I'd already bought a PA system. My dad loaned me some money, and I paid him back for that. And I worked all the way through the summer, all the way through my sophomore year, built up some funds to do that. And I was blessed with a scholarship going into my junior year. And that allowed me to have some funds available to go and record an album up at Hexton Road Studios in Bentonville. In addition to some fundraising through Kickstarter. And then we had an album. It was the summer before junior year. We started working on it, recording it. And, you know, before The Voice even happened, it was done. I mean, it was crazy how it all happened. Just boom, 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 boom. But it was like perfect timing.
And you got your start in music very young. I was reading that you were entered into an Elvis impersonator contest when you were like, before you were two. What's the story you've been told? Because I'm sure you don't remember.
I remember that moment vividly, which is crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
So 1.5, 2, somewhere in there?
I was definitely around 2.
Uh-huh.
And it was at a school, Skyline Heights Elementary, where I ended up going to elementary school. It was just their talent show. It wasn't an impersonator contest.
Mm.
My dad was just a big Elvis fan, so they just kind of threw that on me, and I'm stuck with it now. Elvis is awesome. I mean, he did so much for music. But, yeah, I was around 2 years old, and I did this contest, and I vividly remember being up there. I even remember before. My mom was – I remember she was really messing with my hair. She dyed it jet black. Whipped it up, you know. I guess that's why I'm still whipping my hair up. But she just, I remember that vividly. I remember putting on that bedazzled little uniform she made me. She made that, and then I got up there on stage. They hit play on the track, and I just, like, with this little toy guitar. It was, I don't know, I thought it was a stud. But that was my first performance.
So what is the plan now with school and performing? What comes next for you?
What comes next? I would definitely say right now, finish college. I have 1 year of school left. That starts today with the class this summer and then 15 hours the next 2 semesters, finishing, done. And that'll just be what it is. But in the meantime, I'm working on songwriting. I'm still, you know, advertising this EP, letting people know about it. But right now I've been working with some co-writers and, you know, just having a good time. You know, once I finish school, we'll see what happens from there. I might move. I mean, who knows? I'm not setting a timeline on it. I know I definitely, after school, I would love to get a job. But, you know, music will still be a priority, you know, because that's what I know I'm supposed to do.
Trey, we really appreciate you stopping by. And may we please hear some music before you go?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Well, this mashup is a little bit of Ray LaMontagne and Chris Stapleton thrown together.
Trouble been dogging my soul since the day I was born. Worry, singing worry, 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 worry. Worry just will not seem to leave my mind. No. I've been saved by a woman. I've been saved by a woman. Oh. I've been saved by a woman. She won't let me go. She won't let me go. Trouble, singing trouble, trouble. I used to spend my nights out in a ballroom. Liquor was the only love I know. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottle. And you brought me back from being too far gone. So it's smooth sailing, it's the only escape. You're as sweet.
This next song's off my debut EP I just released. It's called Something.
Spell ain't gonna break. It's more than I can take. Girl, just give me a reason. Take another step, I'm feeling short of breath. Cause girl, you give me this feeling that I could fly away. Get lost in your space. Hop on in with me, it's time to go. Hey, hey, hey. Fly into the night. Girl, let's make a memory. Fight to my last breath, till there's nothing left in me. Oh, for your heart. Yeah, this is the start. Cause girl, I think we need to be something. At least something's more than nothing. Keep trying to play it cool. You don't have me fooled, no. There's just this sense of attraction between the two of us. Oh girl, what a rush. It's time that we take some action. So let's fly away. Make a waste of the day. Now hop on in with me, it's time to go. Girl, this is a sign. Girl, I think we need to be something. At least something's more than nothing. We got to be. Girl, we gotta be something. You gotta see. There ain't no use in running. We got to be. Girl, we gotta be something. You gotta see. Let's make a memory. Fight to my last breath till there's nothing left. We got to be, girl, we gotta be something. You gotta see, yeah, we ain't just nothing.
That was Trey Odell at the Carver Center for Public Radio this week. You can hear Trey perform live Tuesday at JJ's Grill in Rogers. He'll also be at the auditorium in Eureka Springs June 12th. More information is available at treyodell.com.